Dude, not cool, bro. That's me on the internet. Well, here, I have a little bit of advice. Don't steal, and you won't be an internet star. How's that? 7 o'clock on the noggin right now. We've got the mayor coming up.
Old news and timeless hits. WRJN, Cruising Kenosha.
Right now, here's news from CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A government shutdown could be just hours away after Congress rejected a spending plan supported by President-elect Trump.
We will regroup and we will come up with another solution.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, after dozens of Republicans joined Democrats to vote against a proposal that included suspending the federal debt limit for 2 years. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
There's a very simple way out of this, and it's the only way out of this, which is to go back to the original agreement that was hammered out over many weeks of painstaking bipartisan negotiation.
I'm Stacey Lynn. If the government shuts down, essential agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, and the Coast Guard remain open. TSA officers would continue to staff airport checkpoints. Active duty military members would continue to do their jobs, but all will go without a paycheck. Recipients of both Social Security and Medicare would still receive their benefits, but they may be delayed as hundreds of thousands of non-essential government workers would be furloughed.
U.S. diplomats visiting Syria for the first time in more than a decade after rebels ousted Bashar al-Assad almost 2 weeks ago. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
Washington is effectively laying down a set of conditions before it would consider delisting the group, a critical step which could help ease the path towards sanctions relief that Damascus desperately needs.
Luigi Mangione has spent his first night in a New York City jail after he was charged with federal crimes in the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Those charges carry the possibility of the death penalty. According to a federal criminal complaint obtained by CBS News, Mangione wrote in a notebook in August, quote, "The target is insurance because it checks every box." An Indianapolis man will be sentenced this morning after he was found guilty of kidnapping and murdering two teenaged girls in 2017. WTTV-TV's Russ McQuaid.
The judge has been in receipt of letters both from the victims' families and also from the family and friends of Richard Allen, hoping to have some impact on her sentencing decision.
Surprise snowstorm blasting the Midwest. WCCO Susie Jones in Rochester, Minnesota.
How's it going out here?
Pretty good. It's a lot of snow.
I see it's a little windy. Is that kind of setting you back?
Not really. It's just so much snow today. It was really unexpected. I thought it was going to be 3 inches.
They got more than half a foot. The clothing's a favorite among ski buffs and cold weather lovers.
What is that?
My father got a deal from a friend of his. It's Gore-Tex.
Seinfeld's George Costanza might be taken aback over a lawsuit filed by the state of Maryland. Gore-Tex has been polluting the groundwater and soil. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a quick look at news this morning. Well, Racine County has a new county executive. Yesterday's special election turned out results late last night. Unofficial numbers this morning show that Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen in the special election yesterday. He will fill out the remaining term of Jonathan Delgrave, who passed away unexpectedly in June. Yesterday's snow now behind us, and it didn't get too bad here in Racine or Kenosha. To the north, though, things got a little dicey on the Milwaukee freeway system yesterday afternoon into the evening. The further north you go up Highway 41 or 43, the deeper the snow got, too. They had winter storm warnings out until very early this morning, north of Fond du Lac and south of Green Bay, all the way across the central part of the state. Looks like things warm up a little bit for the weekend, maybe rain on Monday. And using the love of family, people are still scamming the elderly for thousands upon thousands of dollars in fraud. Lisa Hale has more.
Local law enforcement agencies are asking residents to be alert and aware of a scam targeting the elderly in Wisconsin. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says victims are being scammed out of thousands of dollars by people who phone them saying their loved ones are in jail or have been in an accident. The scammers ask the victims to withdraw large sums of cash, like $5,000 to $45,000, and ask them to wait for a courier or a bondsman who will come by and take custody of their bond. Officials ask residents to share this information with friends and family to prevent these scams from continuing.
That's Lisa Hale reporting for Civic Media News. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning, I'm Chris Morrow from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. News twice an hour at the top and bottom of the hour or on demand online at WRJN.com.
Players in the Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first-place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Light snow will continue off and on this morning, although I do not expect much more accumulation. It'll be mostly cloudy with clearing this afternoon. Our high today in the low 30s, the wind north at 15 to 25. 15 tonight, partly cloudy, 25 tomorrow, back to 32 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I don't like to judge, except for people who say library. Then I do. Library. Really? Okay. The place with all the words? Okay. You know what word's not in there? Library. No, I don't like to judge because I do stupid things. We all do. Everyone does stupid things. But the difference is that when you do something stupid, you're just a person someone saw doing something stupid. When I do something stupid, it's a story. I went to a gas station to put gas in my car, and there's a group of teenage boys across the way, and they were, like, really cool. They were vaping. And they were like, that's Ellen. Oh, my God, it's Ellen. And I'm like, and then I realized I pulled up, and the gas pump was over here. And my tank was back here on this side of the car. And they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them. And I get back in the car, and I pull around. Now, it's still on the wrong side because I've just pulled around. And they're still looking at me. And I'm like, I don't want to look like an idiot. So I just filled up the back seat. I just put it.
Before we get to the mayor, I got to tell you about our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. The last one for me in the morning here. And download the Civic Media app. When you do that, you'll see WRJN on the list of radio stations. Click on that and text the keyword JOY, J-O-Y, JOY. You text that keyword, and you'll be in the running for a great prize. I think we got cash today. And we're going to give away some money. So you got $100 cash today, plus you're in the running for a whole bunch of other grown-up gift list prizes. So download the Civic Media app, do it at your app store, wherever you get your apps, or go to civicmedia.us, go to WRJN, and you'll start seeing, you know, the call letters. Click on them, and then download that word JOY. JOY, that's our keyword this hour in our statewide text to win contest. But right now, I've got his honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason is here. You didn't have a special plow truck getting you here today.
No special plow truck.
I was telling the mayor that if I was mayor, I would do everything to be king. So what I would do is I would have a special plow truck with the mayor insignia on it. Do you have an insignia? Is there a mayor insignia?
There is a mayor seal that's there, but okay. Generally we don't, you know, splash around a whole lot.
I would splash it right on the side of the truck and on the hood. I would call up first thing in the morning and make sure I had a special driver. You know, it's like the president's got a special pilot for Air Force One. This would be a special driver for Mayor Plow One. And we would have him drive in front of my car the whole way. So I'd always have a clear path.
Yeah, well, the joy about that idea is then you would get all these calls of people who are saying, why is my street not plowed yet?
You know what?
It's because the mayor's driving around with his special fancy plow and we're not getting...
Two things. First of all, I wouldn't answer the phone. Number two, I'd say, keep your shirt on. It's coming. So, but that's what I would... And this is nothing today. It's really not a lot.
It's really not too bad.
No. I've been watching what's going on the East Coast the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Like... 5 feet of snow falling. Yeah. I don't know how you deal with 5 feet.
No, Erie, Pennsylvania had like, you know, over 4 feet of snow around the Thanksgiving holiday in like 3 or 4 days. So, yes, I mean, it's, and it probably won't last until Christmas. But the one thing I was sort of hoping was, oh, it'd be nice if we finally had some snow at Christmas time. But I don't know if it's going to last long enough to get there. But it's nice to see a little bit of a snow.
Well, it's going to be 40 degrees on Monday, so yeah. It's not going to last. The, I remember the big, and yeah, I'm sure you remember this, the big Groundhog Day snowfall in 2011.
Yeah,
it was 2 feet, 24 inches of snow. And normally it takes me 10 to 12 minutes to get here from my house. It took me 3 hours.
Oh, I believe it.
Because I had to walk it from Walgreens. Walgreens on Highway 20 let me park there. And I had to walk in 50 mile an hour winds and high snow to get to the radio station.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that that's dedication.
It is. It is. But we don't get snowstorms like that too often anymore. You know,
it just takes one to burn into your memory.
It does.
And
it
here's the strange part about it is... I didn't know my heart was failing at the time.
Oh.
And that was on February 2nd, 2011. April 5th, 2011, I had open heart surgery.
Wow.
So it was that close. Wow. They could have found my body in the snow. I would have been on Dateline.
That would have been bad.
Yeah. Okay. So we got things to talk about with the mayor this morning.
Yeah.
And one of them is the Grow Racine graduating class of the program. What's that all about?
Yeah. So. Because
that's an acronym, Grow, right?
It is. I mean, it's helped. It's meant to be grow people into the middle class, right? So we have a number of programs that we established when we got the American Rescue Plan dollars from the Biden administration. That was really, what can you do to set people on a path to recover from, you know, any economic impact from COVID? So early on, we were using it for vaccines and other things, but there were other things that we were doing. So we were helping people get financial literacy to become homeowners. We started a youth employment program in the city of Racine to, you know, start an apprenticeship program and a cadet program in the police and fire department. Doing a lot of good stuff. But one of the things that we started working on is, you know, we have a lot of adults in this town without a high school diploma. In fact, you know, we're a city of 78,000. We have over 9,000 adults without a high school diploma. So one of the things we set to work on with Gateway and the YWCA is, hey, we got to increase the size of these adult high school classes. So in the last 4 years, we've had over 800 people go through that program. And, you know, the funding runs out on it at the end of this year, but it was our last graduating class. We had over 80 people graduating. They were at Memorial Hall doing their ceremony the night before last. And it was great to see. It was great to see. The program will continue in a diminished capacity moving forward. But, you know, it's just so exciting to see adults who, for whatever reason, didn't finish high school, right? Maybe, you know, made a bad decision when they were teenagers, or maybe they've immigrated here and they don't have that diploma. But people are so excited as adults to you know, make this achievement and get that certification and diploma. The families are there. They're there with the kids.
That is a proud moment.
Yeah, it is. And we have, you know, siblings that'll go through it together. We've had some mothers and daughters go through it together. The oldest participant we've had is 68 years old. The youngest has been 19. So it's just been really great. And it's, you know, kind of a nice Christmas story at the end, just like, really reinvesting in people, and they're going to be much better off for their families, for the community, everything else. They'll be much more self-sufficient. Some of them will go on to Gateway to get an associate's degree. Some of them are just going to be able to get a better paying job because they have that diploma. So it's really exciting to see, really glad to see people taking advantage of that program and really, you know, investing in themselves to get themselves into the middle class.
That is great. You know, my dad never finished high school because December 7th, 1941 hit. And he was in high school, and they called him on. You know, they needed everybody they can get, so he joined the Navy for 4 years. And when he came out, he got a diploma. He went to, I guess, GED, they call it now. And he got his diploma eventually and went on to higher things. But, yeah, back in those days, December 7th,
that was
high school's over, folks.
Yeah, it was one of those defining defining days.
Right? I was very proud of my dad because he went on to win, not win, but receive two Distinguished Flying Cross medals.
Wow.
He is, he got three commendations from the Navy, Forrestal. He was a tail gunner on a plane. And I have a picture of my dad at the U.S. Navy Memorial in Washington, D.C., when they were dedicating the picture of his flight crew. He was the last surviving member because he was only 17 when he joined. Sure. And all those guys were in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of him at the U.S. Navy Memorial. We were there for the dedication. And he was there representing the entire flight crew.
Wow. That's really meaningful. That's
yeah, and, you know, and you know, I always feel proud of my dad. For, you know, even though we had to dump out of high school.
Yeah. But he got the certification. I mean, he finished
He went on later on to get that. My high school diploma is in a landfill.
Oh.
Because when my mother moved from her home and moved to Florida, she was cleaning everything out of the house. Everything went out.
Wow.
And my brother said, you better get over here. I said, I'm in Racine. What do you mean get over there? This is Long Island. He said, she's throwing everything out. And I saw your diploma in the dumpster. I said, why didn't you get it? I was too busy getting my stuff out. And I said to my mother, why did you throw out my high school diploma? She goes, if it was that important to you, you would have taken it with you. And obviously it wasn't that important. And it went out. So
I think it certainly happened, you know, after I finished college, there was a bit of a intervention from my parents. Like, all this stuff of yours in the basement, it's yours now. Like, you either take it or it's going away. But you don't have a permanent storage facility here at your parents' house. And so I think it's part of coming of age.
There was no warning.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And you know what she also threw out? I saw the Beatles in 1965 at Shea Stadium. Oh, I saved the ticket stubs.
Oh, wow.
She threw them out.
Man.
With the same story. If it was that important to you, you would have taken them with you.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be an overall, you know, cleansing of the house and everything going out.
Sometimes people get to that point, though, right? They just want to purge. Like,
that's what she did. She said, we're moving to Florida all new.
Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed she didn't throw out her photographs and everything.
It was important enough to her that she
That's right. That's right. Hold on. We're talking to His Honor Racine Mayor Corey Mason. More coming up here at WRJN. Got cloudy weather today. Snow showers on and off with a high near 35. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 15. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs near 24. Partly sunny. 33 the high on Sunday. The high of 40 on Monday. So whatever's here, not going to be around much. Right now, cloudy and 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. And right now, it's time for Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges, performed well in its first season and received 2 Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The 6 horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest Cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
His Honor Mayor Corey Mason is here. We're talking all things Racine. But before we get to that, I want to give you our keyword. It's our final morning text to win keyword in our statewide contest here at Civic Media. And here it is. The keyword is joy. Joy. Now, download the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store or go to civicmedia.us. Download the app. You'll see WRJN on the list of call letters. Click on WRJN and text the word joy. And you'll be in the running for $100 plus some other great prizes we're giving away in our statewide text to win contest here at Civic Media. Okay, the mayor made it in through the snow.
It wasn't too bad.
You know what, though? My wife has a cold. And she was out there at 4:30 this morning, shoveling, cleaning off the cars.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I said, get in here. I said, you got a cold. What are you doing out there? And she wanted to make sure the car was all cleaned off for me in the morning.
That's very nice.
Isn't that amazing?
That's very nice.
Now I have to do something nice for her.
Well, sure.
I was going to do it anyway. Okay, let's talk about the other topic we have here, the RFD referendum. Is that rural free delivery?
No.
I didn't think
so. Racine Fire Department. I know. Yeah, so we'll have a referendum on the ballot in April. So we have 9 firefighter positions that have been federally funded for the last 3 years, which has been great. They've been able to, you know, maintain those services. But we're certainly seeing an increase in call volume for the fire department to do calls, particularly with the ambulance crews. So the great news about the federal grant is they say, hey, for 3 years, we'll cover the cost of these 9 firefighters. But then they also say, but after that, you got to figure out how you're going to pay for them yourself. So that runs out at the end of next year. So we are asking voters to increase the levy about $30 per household per year moving forward to maintain those 9 firefighters. Make sure when there's a fire, or more likely if you need access to an ambulance to get yourself to a hospital, that we're going to be able to serve you quickly and effectively and keep everybody safe.
You know, I can't believe in this day and age, I hate to say in this day and age, but in this day and age, that would even be an issue.
Well, I mean, I would hope not.
You got to have firefighters. Yeah. You got to have police. And nobody thinks about it till you need one.
That's right.
Till your house is on fire.
That's right.
Or there's something or an emergency at your house where you need a fire, you know, the medics to come. Nobody thinks about it until it's you that needs them.
Yeah. And just so people know, paramedics are much more likely to, I mean, we do a lot more call volume for paramedics and EMS than we do.
And they come on the fire trucks.
They'll come on the fire trucks or the ambulance, whatever's needed. But yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that if someone's, you know, having a medical event, that we can address it as quickly and safely as possible. We don't have those 9 positions. It's going to take longer for us to respond to calls. And we don't want that. We want to keep people safe and get them the medical care they need as quickly as possible. And of course, if there's fires, you know, we want to be able to address that too. But if you look at what the fire department does, more often than not, they're out there doing ambulance calls more than they're doing fires, which is great that there's fewer fires. But there's an increased number of people who make those calls. Our community's getting a bit older, right? And as that happens, there's more calls for service. So we want to make sure we keep people safe. It's about $30 per $100,000 value of your home. And so I hope people see that as a good investment that they want to maintain. It'll be on the ballot in April, and we're hoping people vote yes.
So the budget was just approved.
Yes.
Everybody happy? Everybody got what they want?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, anytime you have a legislative process, nobody gets everything they want. That's part of the process, right? It's a give and take, and people are there. You know, there was a move to cut some money from the library that was resoundingly rejected by the community. We had over 50 people show up and say, look, you can't cut the library. And so those alders that were pushing to make those cuts, which we didn't need to do, you know, changed their mind after 48 people spoke passionately about what the library means to them, and somehow they found a way to find it in their hearts to restore the funding for the library. So that was a happy story to see citizen participation in the budget process.
We had Nick Dembski in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about it as well. And I guess when it's your money, you'll fight for it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, though, we had so many great stories coming. We had a freshman in high school come up and give an impassioned plea about why she loves the library and what it means to her. We had seniors there talking about it. We had parents talking about why the library is important for their kids. And that's, you know, where they bring their kids to learn to read and do enrichment programs. So it was a great outpouring of support for the library. And so we were glad to see that.
I just swallowed down the wrong pipe. That's not good. When we have the library folks in here every month, and they're always talking about the programs they do.
Yeah.
And when I went to the library as a kid, it was books and record albums.
It's a lot more than that. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. I took a drink of water like an idiot, and I tried to talk while the water was still going down. The mayor's in here. Racine Mayor Corey Mason is here. You're going to hang in for the movie segment.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we do, I just want to give a shout out to my son who turns 13 today. Corey is 13, officially three teenagers in the house. But happy birthday, Corey. We love you. We're proud of you and can't wait to celebrate with you later today.
Anybody whose kid turns 13, I would say, oh, no. Oh, no. Another teenager. Yeah. Oh, no.
We've got three of them now. They're good kids. They're good kids.
They're still teenagers.
They are. they have all the feelings.
Everything changes when you go from 12 to 13. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it changes. Not with me. I was a good kid, but things change. And I'm very glad. I see your pictures on Facebook from time to time. Very good.
They're great kids.
And I see your predecessor, Mayor John Dickert. He's got pictures on there, too, of his family.
Yeah.
And that's nice to see. And let's see families, because everybody's got a family somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
Hold in. The mayor's going to be in here for our movie segment with Brett Hoffman. Have you seen any movies lately?
Not lately, but I'm excited to... Wicked's out there. I'm excited to see that.
Oh, yeah. Now, you said the Broadway musical.
I did. So I'm excited to see what the screen
is. Just as good.
Wow.
Just as good.
I'm saying a lot.
Yeah, but it's only part one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to hang in for a year. Yeah. Stay healthy and make sure you're here for part two. Hold on. His Honor Mayor Corey Mason is here. And we're talking movies in just a moment here at WRJN. It's 7:26. But first, we've got Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. November 1920. Radio station KDKA, pumping a paltry 100 watts through four wires strung from a chimney in East Pittsburgh, broadcast the world's first scheduled radio program. Well, sir, at that time, a radio operator in the Merchant Marine, a young man named Herb Irving, was aboard his vessel off the North Carolina coast. He heard that voice coming out of nowhere that night. And that same November, too, young Herb heard a disembodied voice report that Harding had defeated Cox. And then he heard those call letters, KDKA. He, Herb, knew at that moment that one day he was going to work there. And he did. He left the Merchant Marine. He applied for and got a job at KDKA, became chief operator at the station's transmitter, and grew up in and with the incredible new field of commercial broadcasting. Now, let me tell you, in the early decades of our industry's adolescence, radio stations pushed back the horizons of their listenership and probed new markets with increasingly powerful transmission. Always in the vanguard was the flagship of that fledgling fleet, KDKA. Growing more powerful, a new transmitter site must be chosen. Its location must be scientifically determined and absolutely perfect. Chief operator Herb Irving, working closely with the best radio engineers then available, 50 such were consulted, 62 exacting scientific tests were conducted, and the new transmitter site had to be the one and only best place for miles around from which to cast a signal. Experts even used a blimp about 25 feet long to carry wires up 1,500 feet at various locations to test the quality of transmission. In my files is a precious, yellowed-with-age photograph of Chief Transmitter Operator Herb Irving and three Westinghouse engineers clinging to ropes the windy day that blimp got away, and the engineers were up and down across two counties before it finally came to rest in a farmer's field. At long last, the ideal site for KDKA's new transmitter was chosen. On a hilltop in Saxonburg, 30 miles from downtown. It was there that a brand new 718-foot cloud-piercing steel tower was erected. On the 17th anniversary of the world's first scheduled radio program, the transmitter was ceremoniously dedicated, sealed with a promise of strong, clear signals to an area 10 times greater than ever before. And you couldn't hear it right next door. The experts had been wrong.
Radio listeners in Newcastle, right next door, could not hear KDKA. So much to the chagrin of all involved, the transmitter had to be moved to another location, to Allison Park, 10 miles from downtown. And that relocation dedication ceremony began a transmitter party, November 4, 1939. And that event would make more than one kind of broadcasting history. For it was then and there, for the relocation of KDKA, that celebrants converged from everywhere, agency and radio executives and assorted celebrities, and that transmitter party was enough fun so that one voice became a chorus. Why don't we do this every year? And they did, and they still do. Let history record that the experts, for all of their expertise, first planted KDKA where it could not grow. But what a happy blunder. For all of us, because had it been located in the right place in the first place, there'd have been no relocation celebration. A sublimely serendipitous situation. Apparently, fate knew there had to be a relocation celebration, for it was at that event, which proved to be so much fun, they decided to continue celebrating from then to now. For then and there was born the phenomenally fruitful International Radio and Television Society. That is the rest of the story.
And you can hear another rest of the story, 12:05 this afternoon here on WRJN. And, of course, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air here on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. Don't forget, it's our statewide text to win contest on WRJN. Download the Civic Media app, wherever you get your apps. And go to WRJN and click on WRJN and text the word JOY, J-O-Y, JOY. You have until 7 o'clock this morning to do it, but right now it's 7:31. Let's check news. Chris is in for Stewart this morning. Let's see what's going on.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I am Chris Morrow with a look at what's happening in news this morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles. Businessman Ralph Malecki faced off against County Clerk Wendy Christensen in yesterday's special election for the Racine County Executive's position. The election, of course, prompted by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave back in June. Malecki secured the majority of the votes and will fulfill the rest of Delagrave's term. Little snow fell around Racine and Kenosha counties yesterday, but nothing compared to what happened further up north. The lake effect snow machine started up around Sheboygan and points north of that, dumping several inches of heavy, wet snow to the north of the Milwaukee metro area. All the way to Green Bay, things are still snowed in this morning. Luckily around here, just a couple of inches. Things not so bad in Milwaukee either, but things are still a little bit slippery with some blowing snow in the air this morning. Be careful where you're driving. Well, this weekend brings on the winter solstice. All kinds of mysteries surrounding the shortest day of the year. Lisa Hale has a report.
Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day.
That's Civic Media's Lisa Hale reporting. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. News at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand online at WRJN.com.
It's a Friday morning, and we're looking at a government shutdown if they can't come to some agreements in Washington, D.C. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And, of course, agriculture has a horse in this race. Last night, the House failed to pass an alternate stopgap funding bill that would have kept the government going through March 14th and did include related farm aid. The vote was 174 to 235. Republican Mark Alford from Missouri says people need to recognize it's not just about shutting down the government, it's about food security.
Missouri has 87,000 farms. We are losing 1,000 farms in America each month. Our food security is national security, and the Democrats do not want to support our farmers because of the high inflationary costs that this administration has brought about and the low commodity prices. Farmers are going out of business.
The impassioned plea from Missouri Republican Mark Alford in the newly stripped down version of the bill they were considering. They left out year-round E15 sales that had originally been okayed in the first bill. That's a big disappointment to the biofuels industry as well as farmers. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning in the black. We'll take a look at numbers next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Barrel cheese was down 2.5 yesterday at 176. The 40-pound block cheese down a half, 185.5, while AA butter stood still. The January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 22 cents this morning, 1971 100 weight. The March corn's up 2 at 443. December new crop up 2 at 437. January beans 6 cents higher right now at 969. November new crop up 6 at 982. March wheat's up 3 at 535. July new crop up 3, 554 a bushel. I'm PM Yankee.
Light snow will continue off and on this morning, although I do not expect much more accumulation. It'll be mostly cloudy with clearing this afternoon. Our high today in the low 30s, the wind north at 15 to 25. 15 tonight, partly cloudy, 25 tomorrow, back to 32 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I just got out of a pretty bad relationship. It was hard because I was broke and she had a lot of money. You know, she's very well off. I miss her. To be smooth, though, even though I was broke, I had to be smooth. I had to be clever. I figured it out. Like one day for our first Christmas, right? I was like, hey, baby, every year for Christmas, I like to do bigger and better things. I like to outdo myself. You know what I'm saying? If I get you a car one year, I'm gonna get you a bus the next year because I like going to that next level. So, baby, for this first year, I'm not gonna get you anything because I gotta build. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta build.
Okay, we got a double barrel. Headphones okay there?
Yeah,
I make that level?
Good.
Okay, good. We have His Honor, we're seeing Mayor Corey Mason sitting in, and we have Brent Hoffman from Marcus Theaters here every Friday to talk about what's new at the movies, what's going on, and he's got the inside track. Although, you know, Brent will see movies in advance and refuse to tell me anything about them. He does that.
Well, you know, I think he wants to hold the suspense, right?
No, you say, are you under like a signed agreement or something, Brett? Or do they threaten your family? We know where you live, something like that?
In most cases, when you see a movie early, they make you sign an NDA that says you were embargoed until a certain date. So that's in most cases what happens when they show you a movie early.
But I know you for years. You know I can keep a secret on the radio. You know me. Okay, we have a couple of new movies opening up, and this weekend, let's go through them, and a couple of big ones, too.
Yeah, when we say a couple, we've got a ton. We've got three right now that are open, and then we've got a couple that are opening early next week for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Let's go through them. The top two are huge movies. They're family movies, and they're going to play well throughout the holiday season. The first one is what's predicted to be number one at the box office, and that's Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Sonic is back. He's with his pal Knuckles and Tails, and this time they have a new adversary called Shadow. Shadow is voiced by the one and only Keanu Reeves, and this forces Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails to basically form an alliance with someone who might be very unlikely, and that would be Jim Carrey, who's back as Dr. Robotnik. So you've got Jim Carrey, you've got Keanu Reeves, you've got these Sonic animated characters, and this should be a fun one for families. So Sonic 3 is out. And if you're looking for something else for families, Mufasa the Lion King is also out. This is the origin story about how Mufasa became a king. Mufasa was a cub. He was an orphan. And then he met a sympathetic lion named Taka, and who eventually would become Scar. So their families got together, but this is how it all happened. This is what happened before the movie The Lion King. The visuals on this look spectacular. This is computer generated. You will think it is live action. It is that good. It is amazing on screen. See this one on a big screen. And it also looks very good in 3D as well. So go check it out in real deep 3D because it looks amazing in 3D with the visuals and everything they did on this epic picture with Mufasa, the Lion King.
And by the way, they have a special tribute to James Earl Jones at the very beginning of the movie.
Oh.
They put, it's a black screen, nothing on it, and you hear his speech from the 1994 Lion King, and after he gives the speech, in memory of James Earl Jones. I thought that was very classy to do that. I like that.
Who voices Mufasa for this one? Because James Earl Jones is not an easy act to follow.
You know that, Brett, who the voice work is for Mufasa?
Yeah, his name is Aaron Pierre is the voice. So it's an actor by the name of Aaron Pierre.
Wow, big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you follow James Earl Jones, it's big.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. So the last one is Homestead, and this is about a movie where a nuclear bomb goes off and a Green Beret basically forms this compound with people, and it's a protective compound for people after the aftermath of the nuclear war. And, of course, things start to happen as things settle in. So this is Homestead. This is a movie that actually sets up a TV series. So it's the beginning. It's the beginning movie, and then it will set up a TV series.
Oh, no.
That is also coming out.
Already I don't like it. I like standalone movies, with the exception of Wicked, because I thought it was so good, and they ended it at part one at such a perfect spot, and it wasn't like they just clipped it. And by the way, the mayor, you said you saw Wicked on Broadway, right?
I did, yeah. It's a great show.
It's an amazing musical, and the movie's just as good.
And the novel it's based on is awesome, too. I mean,
Yeah. Now, it actually, part two has a name instead of part one. It's not chapter two. Why don't you tell us the name of Wicked part two? That's you, Brett.
You've been looking at me? Okay, I thought you were talking to the mayor there.
You were looking at you.
Wicked part two. Just announced the name is going to be Wicked for Good. That is the name.
That's
Wicked
clever.
Part two, Wicked for Good.
And for people that don't realize, this is, you know, she's not a mean person. They kind of made her, they labeled her mean. So it's a great story. The music is just great. And I've mentioned this before. If you leave the theater humming a tune, you know you got a hit. You will leave the theater humming a tune.
Oh, sure.
After Wicked. You'll do a lot of them there. All right, what else do we have here? We've got a couple of movies coming in next week that are huge.
That's exactly right. And let's talk a little bit about them because we just talked about Wicked. Well, starting on Christmas Day and going for a week, there will be Wicked sing-along versions. So these are limited versions. They typically play about one day a week, or being one showing a day. And these are going to be not at Racine, not at the Renaissance, but you can go to the South Shore of Gertie to go check those out. So if you've already seen Wicked, want to do the sing-along version, that's going to be available for you next week.
You mean the bouncing ball?
They will have the cues up for you. That's exactly right. So it's the sing-along version.
I saw Wicked in 3D, and it was spectacular in 3D, and it was playing at the Renaissance in 3D, and it was just a happenstance that the show we picked, and she said, well, here are your glasses. I said, for what? And she goes, it's in 3D. I said, whoa, win-win. Yeah, it was great. Okay, now we have a major horror film coming out. This is a big one. This is going to be up for a couple of Academy Awards, I have a feeling. Nosferatu. That opens up Christmas Day.
That's right. Opens up Christmas Day, 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
It's a classic gothic tale about this obsession between a young woman and a terrifying vampire that's infatuated with her. And the director, Robert Eggers, is very well known for what he's done. So Robert Eggers is basically lauded, and they think he may be up for an award here for best director for what he's done. So looks like it could be just an absolutely spectacular film. It is being lauded right now. He did The Northman, which was a Viking tale, which was very, very well reviewed. And he's done some other things as well. So go check him out. Check this movie. Check out his directing out. That's no scratch.
You know, it was also a silent movie with a guy named Max Schreck. And he was acting so weird, they actually thought he was a real vampire. He made the silent version in Nosferatu. And then Klaus Kinski made a talkie version. And here we got the ultimate version of Nosferatu. And the predecessor to Dracula.
It's exciting.
Yeah. All right, what else we got there? We got, a big one that got the Bob Dylan movie.
That's right. Timothy Chalamet is playing Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. This takes us back to 1961. James Mangold is directing this. This is when Bob Dylan at 19 arrives in New York City, basically with himself and a guitar. And it's about how he formed his relationships in Greenwich Village and how he culminated basically to become this groundbreaking performance artist. So A Complete Unknown, we see a young Bob Dylan played by Timothy Chalamet. There's also some award consideration coming up for this one. So Edward Norton's in this one as well. So A Complete Unknown is a great one for you to check out.
Yeah. And of course, the name of this comes from like a Rolling Stone.
Right.
When he says, like a Rolling Stone, a complete unknown.
This is the one my daughters are going to want to see, not because they're Dylan fans, but because they're Timothy Chalamet fans. So
I just saw Timothy Chalamet in Little Women.
He was great.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was him. I didn't know anything about him. And I'm looking at the credit. Timothy Chalamet, he's the guy who plays Bob Dylan in the movie coming out. And, you know, it's strange because you're playing a guy who's still alive.
Right.
Usually these biopics, they play someone who's dead and deceased, Bob Dylan. I thought I read that Bob Dylan saw part of the movie and gave his big thumbs up to it. So that's got to be intimidating when the guy you're playing shows up and wants to see your movie.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Got some other films opening up on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What are they?
Yeah, and one I would not look past, and it's The Fire Inside. We ran this movie as our mystery movie a couple weeks, basically this Monday. The reactions were tremendous. This is a PG-13. It's a heartwarming picture. It is the story of Clarissa T-Rex Shields. She was a boxer from Flint, Michigan, who trained, and she was the first woman to win an Olympic gold medal in boxing. And this goes all about, and it chronicles the story of female athletes, of Olympic athletes, and what really they go through, both training up to the Olympics, when they're in the Olympics, and then what goes on after that. So she's still boxing now, and this is a great story and just a very heartwarming one. In fact, it is a 94% rating in Rotten Tomatoes. This one is being put out by Amazon MGM, and this is another one not to miss. There's so much going on at the box office, but this is a great pick for a bio drama.
And this is another one where they're playing a person who's still alive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, hold on. We got one more movie coming out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Hold on to that. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. The mayor is here, Corey Mason. And I want to remind you, you got a few more minutes for our statewide text to win contest, our grown up gift list statewide text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Do it at the App Store. Get it there or get it on civicmedia.us. Go down to WRJN, click on it, and text the keyword JOY, J-O-Y, JOY. Text that keyword. And get ready to win $100 or some other great prizes we're giving away. It's 7:48 at WRJN. More with Brett and the mayor coming up in just a moment.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th. This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer.
Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine Kenosha.
And we're talking with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We're talking, the mayor is here too, Corey Mason, Racine Mayor Corey Mason. And we have one new movie opening up on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and this one's an adult film. Let's talk about it. Brett, what do you have?
Well, let's not call it an adult film. Let's not give anyone the wrong impression. The movie is rated R. It is an erotic thriller, and it stars Nicole Kidman. She's a high-powered CEO. She puts her whole career on the line and family on the line, frankly, when she begins this torrid affair with a much younger intern who is basically working on controlling her. So this is called Baby Girl. It's an erotic thriller. It's getting some great ratings in Rotten Tomatoes. It has an 87% rating. So if you're looking to go out, as you said, in the company of adults to watch a movie, it is Baby Girl, maybe your choice. Nicole Kidman is absolutely tremendous in this movie. So if you're a fan of her or just looking for kind of an R-rated movie to go out without kids, Baby Girl may be your choice this week.
Okay, here's some other movie news we have. Dick Van Dyke, he's in the news lately because he just turned 99 years old.
Wow.
And they're remaking his 1968 movie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which I didn't think was that great a movie.
It's a classic, though. I mean, come on.
I thought the special effects were kind of really low grade in that film.
It was the 1960s. Yeah,
it was the 60s. Everybody was making bad special effects. I remember, because I lived in New York at the time, and they were having the world premiere at the Lowe's State Theater. They just rebuilt the Lowe's State Theater. They twinned it. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was on one side. Oliver was on the other. And there were lines everywhere because you had two major films going into one theater. And it was an Ian Fleming film. Up to that, we just knew him as James Bond, writing James Bond. They wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Now, you did not hear about this, Brett? Is this news I'm breaking to you?
You're breaking some news to me. You broke it to me this morning. I have looked it up since, but you broke it this morning to me.
Yeah, well, this is it for the first time. Okay, everyone wondered what the most expensive movies of the decade you were born in. Looper put out the most expensive movies of the 1920s. The most expensive movie was the silent film Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ, $3 million. Boy. Gone with the Wind in the 1930s. Forever Amber, I don't know if I'm that familiar with that movie, in the 40s. That cost $6.3 million. You ever hear of that movie?
No.
Did you ever hear that, Brett? Forever Amber?
I have not. No.
Okay. In the 1950s, Ben-Hur again, $15 million to make that epic. Cleopatra in the 1960s, that's $44 million. That's when it almost bankrupted 20th Century Fox. Superman in the 70s, $55 million. In the 80s, it was Rambo 3 at $63 million. Now, we do a huge leap in the 90s with Titanic, $200 million.
Yeah, we weren't joking around about that one.
They made it back and then some, right, yeah. Brett?
They've made it back, and they're still making it back in Titanic.
In the 2000s, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End cost $300 million to make. And in the 2010s, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, $378 million. What cost that much to make a Disney pirate movie? $378 million?
Well, there were a lot of special effects in that one. Let's just say that much. And you have to remember, Johnny Depp probably took a quarter of that.
Probably. All right, now, these are lists. We've heard lists of the best Christmas movies ever. These are the worst. According to Paste Magazine, these are the worst Christmas movies ever. Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2 came out number one. I remember when Silent Night, Deadly Night was playing at the Marcus Theater on Wisconsin Avenue. The Grand. Remember the Grand Theater? It's not there anymore. Is it the Grand?
It is currently there. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra plays there.
Right? Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
So Silent Night, Deadly Night, and there were picket lines outside because they thought they shouldn't show that movie because it was, you know, a Christmas time. And, of course, it was a big hit movie.
Elves from 1989. I never heard of that movie. Did you ever hear of that, Brett? Elves?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Santa Claus from 1959. I remember when they advertised this. They used to show it every year. It was terrible. It was just was a cheap, bad movie. It just was horrible. They used amateur actors in it. Jingle All the Way 2. Now, this is not the one with Arnold. I don't think Arnold was in 2. I don't know if he was or not. Now, here's one I didn't know about. A Christmas Story 2. I didn't know they made a sequel.
It fast forward like 20 years. Ralphie's all grown up. It was okay. It was nowhere near as good as the original, though.
And it was released for streaming as well. Yeah. So,
Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. Now, this is not the Jack Frost movie that Michael Keaton made, a nice, heartwarming Christmas movie. This is Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. Wow. Santa Claus conquers the Martians. This was the one that had Piazzadora in the film. Now, she went on to become a singer, somewhat actress. She wasn't that good, but she was a little girl in that movie. And here's why I'm surprised that it came out on the worst list. Like, it sounds like it might be a good movie. The Nutcracker in 3D. Huh. Do you remember that, Brett?
Yes, I do. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms. This was not, basically, people just didn't see it. It was one of those movies that was big budget. It came out. It had a cast. When you look at this, it had Morgan Freeman. It had Helen Mirren. It had Eugenio Derbez. A lot of people were in this movie. It just fell flat.
All right. There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Did you hear that, or am I breaking that news to you?
I can guarantee you they're looking at Barbie.
I knew it.
Success, they're obviously looking at one.
Here's a fun movie fact. Jurassic Park is 2 hours and 7 minutes long. How long do you think the dinosaurs were on screen for? Mayor, do you want to take a guess? The picture was over 2 hours, but the dinosaurs, how long were they on screen for?
10 minutes.
What do you say, Brett?
12 minutes.
You're closer. 15 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be on screen longer than that.
Suspense. You don't always need the special effects. You got good suspense, though.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, obviously, because it was a major hit movie. Right. It's hard to believe that Steven Spielberg was editing that movie down while he was in Poland filming Schindler's List.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's something. All right, now, last year at this time, we had great hopes for a lot of movies coming out in 2024. And this I got from last year. Fandango did a survey to find out what the most excitement was for movies, and this was them. You tell me, Brett, if these were hits or not. Deadpool 3.
Definitely a hit. This made over $1 billion worldwide.
Now, they said Beetlejuice 2, but we know the name was Beetlejuice at this point. That didn't do as well as they expected, did it?
Well, another huge hit. It made almost $300 million.
Oh, did it really?
Box office. It was tremendous.
What do I know? Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
You know, this was one that probably didn't perform as well as they had hoped. It made $113 million, which is okay at the box office, so let's put that in the middle range.
Dune Part 2.
Did Mayor see it?
Yeah, the mayor said he saw it, yeah.
As Timothy Chalamet, so of course my daughters insisted on seeing, not that they like Frank Herbert, but boy, they sure
Does she have posters of Timothy Chalamet in her bed?
No, but okay. Boy, they're fans.
They don't do posters anymore, do they?
Okay. Not really.
So Dune 2, you said, was a hit, Brett?
Seventh highest grossing movie of this year, made almost $282 million, and made more than the first one. So that's success for Warner Brothers.
How about Venom 3?
Venom 3, let's put that one at probably underperforming. So Venom the Last Dance made $139 million, which is okay, but not up to the stages of other Marvel movies.
Despicable Me 4.
Definitely a success. Number 4 at the box office this year, $361 million.
Inside Out 2.
This one was a runaway success. The number one movie of 2024 was Inside Out 2. $652 million for this one. And I don't think anyone saw that on their radar. Everyone looked at Deadpool. Everyone looked at Wicked. Everyone looked at these films. But almost, over $1 billion worldwide. Great. Great hit for Pixar.
A year ago, they were talking about the new Lord of the Rings movie, The War of Something. I can't pronounce the word there. Now, that's out now. How did that do?
That is not doing well right now. In fact, in its debut last weekend, it made under $5 million for the weekend. So when we're looking at that one, that anime adaptation just fell flat. So we can put that one into the fell flat category.
Gladiator 2.
Jury's still out on this one. The movie has made over $100 million. It's an epic, spectacular some of the critics haven't been that great on this one, although I will tell you, go see this movie. If you like Gladiator, go see this one. I loved it. Gladiator 2 has made almost $150 million. It will cross that this weekend. And it's up for 2 Golden Globes, so it's getting Academy Award nominations right now.
Okay, the final one is A Quiet Place Day One. How did that do?
A Quiet Place Day One, another movie. Very good. $138 million for this one. And this was the origin story of A Quiet Place. So that was a hit for Paramount and did very well when it came out in early summer.
And real quickly, Cheech and Chong are here to stay forever because their movie, Up in Smoke, is now in the National Film Registry of Historic Movies, hard to believe. Bride of the Yankees in there as well. The Miracle Worker, Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974 made the National Registry. Star Trek, Two Wrath of Khan, Beverly Hills Cop, Dirty Dancing, Spy Kids? What the heck did that do? How did that get in there? No Country for Old Men and The Social Network all made it in there as well. All right. We got a good week of movies. Got Mufasa, The Lion King coming out. We've got Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Homestead, which looks like the kind of movie I want to see after a nuclear explosion. Was it Los Angeles getting blown up this time?
That's right. It's in California. It's by the same studio, by the way, that put up Bonhoeffer and A Sound of Freedom. It's by Angel Studios.
Oh, I saw Bonhoeffer. Yeah, good movie. All right, Brett, let's see. We'll talk to you. We won't talk to you next Friday, will we?
No, we won't. We'll see what kind of content we can get in. But in the meantime, everyone have a happy holidays. There's movies out now, and there's a ton of movies being released on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Go make your plans now. Everything's on sale, so get those tickets, and we'll see you at the movies.
Hey, hold on a second, Brett. Don't go anywhere. Mayor, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, and Merry Christmas. Always happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everybody.
Great with the programs. The budget's done. We can all rest in peace.
That's right.
Library's got their money. Everybody's happy, and there's all peace in the world, right?
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Mayor Corey Mason. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour.